Okay, I think we're ready now.
And stupid.
Hit it.
Dear Chicago.
Dear Chicago. Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
It fades on its own, actually. You just have to hit stop. Hi, welcome, you guys. This is Ricky. And this is Produce. Producer,
what?
This Roger, what's your producer name? Producer name.
Today, my name is Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte, because you are in love with the name Charlotte, right?
Yes.
Now.
Yes, I absolutely adore the name.
Yes,
Charlotte. Yes, honey. We could be like Donna Sugars.
Yes.
Although she doesn't sound quite as deep.
Right.
No offense.
Welcome, you guys. We are recording on a Sunday lovely morning.
Lovely day.
Lovely day.
Lovely day. Lovely day.
Lovely day.
Okay, enough.
Lovely day.
Why can't you just say
lovely day? Lovely day.
You know, your neighbors already hate your dogs. Stop it.
Actually, I don't think we have any neighbors on this end of the wall.
Of maybe course you do. Here.
No, the stairs are on this side.
Yeah,
maybe upstairs.
Yeah.
But who cares about them? No one. So you guys, what's happening? What's up?
What's been going on?
What's the tea, Roger?
No one's going to answer.
I mean, we haven't seen each other in like 12 hours.
No one's going to answer because it's just us two.
What do you think about the mounting of the PlayStation on the side? I mean, the wires still need to be fixed. But.
Yeah, but you can kind of make those go over here.
Yeah.
And then just sort of
well, this
them.
Is kind of short, so it doesn't really go all the way over. Because it's on the...
Oh, it's on. Yeah. It's a little bit on
I'm
the
sure
short
side. I'm
sure
you can buy a longer one of these, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Or add an extension so that it can come over here. I think it looks good.
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, is that okay for it to... Because... I saw someone when you posted it on Facebook. They were all like, it's not supposed to stand a certain way right, and whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, get a grip.
I looked online and everything seemed to be fine. No one.
Get a grip.
There's products besides these that they actually make products to put these onto the wall.
Right.
This is just an idea I saw on YouTube and yeah. I liked it because it was bright.
Right. Because this is like.
Your, and this is the brightest this is like room.
This is like your fucking rainbow bright threw up every color in here.
It's. The best.
It was like, hi, Ricky. I'm Rainbow Bride.
I think it's my favorite room. It's bright. It's right.
It's white.
The only major color missing is blue, which I have up there in the painting. But I need like a piece of furniture or something. So I don't know what we'll do.
I really like that. That was a good investment. That yellow one. Mm-hmm. That yeller. Although it would have been good if it would have been cool if they had a green and that sort of muted green, like the yellow, like because this is like a mustard. If they would have had like a muted green in the same family, that would have been really cool.
Or there. A gray. Oh, no, because this is the gray wall.
No.
Yeah, green
would have been cool.
This is okay, though.
I love that. I love the color. I'm not usually a mustard fan or what is that? Or chartreuse, maybe.
I had never even heard that color.
Never?
Chartreuse.
Yes, it's not.
That's my drag name.
Right. It's not Mariah Carey Chantreuse.
No, it's not Chantreuse.
Chartreuse.
I'm Chartreuse. Chantreuse. Chartreuse. Chantreuse.
No. I mean, just know when to stop.
We can't.
Just.
You guys, we just got back from breakfast.
Yes.
We
got back from breakfast. And then we walked over here and, you know, the provider, goddamn, he just doesn't know when to shut up. He blah, 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 blah.
No, he's the Mrs. Kravitz of really.
Oh, my God. So Tony knows everything about everyone. So we're literally walking over here and Tony is talking about everybody in the neighborhood. How he... This one is doing this one. This one hates the dogs. This one's from Arizona, and he's the one that hates dogs. This one got a ticket because he didn't have his license made on his way. I'm like, shut the fuck up, Pearl.
Right.
Talk about neighborhood watch.
So, yeah, he's always looking out the window like, oh, look how that person's parking over there. And
oh, yeah.
You know,
I'm kind of the same way at home.
You're like... When I see people, you can't live your life because you're constantly looking outside the window.
I feel like
car.
I feel like that ratchety ass man that literally stands in the window and just watches people park and is like yelling from the window, like, get parking like an asshole. Ooh, do you still have my cake?
Yeah, it's in the refrigerator. Ooh. I almost ate it last night, girl.
Because it's good, right?
It was good.
It's called.
I like the part that had the pudding in it. It had like a pudding in it. That's the good part.
Death by chocolate.
Death by chocolate.
Death by chocolate.
So what do we got going on today? We have to go to the Homo Depots to get hangers for the mirrors. Didn't you have to go do something? Oh, you have to go get 14,000 bottles of hot sauce.
Yeah.
At Cermak. Because there's only... Which this hot sauce, you guys... What's it called? You only know the bottle.
No, yeah. I don't know the name of the bottle.
It's L. It's something with a C, right?
Do you have one?
Yeah, it's in the refrigerator. But anyway, it's like super hot. It's habaneros.
It's habanero, and it's like, for the most part, it's all like natural. So there's like, I think there's just like a preservative just to keep it like fresh, but really when you look at the ingredients, it's
habanero.
Yeah, it's like habanero, lime, garlic,
and salt, maybe.
And salt, and then a preservative to
some
keep it.
Weird preservative name that we
it's
can't
probably
pronounce.
Like gum. Yeah, that's what it is. Gum.
It's probably like cum.
Ew.
I mean, so anyway, the sauce, I think I sent a bottle to Hendrick, but
it wasn't that sauce. Because I would have told you, it was not that sauce that you sent to Hendrick. You sent Hendrick.
I'd sent him Popeye's Louisiana hot sauce.
Yes. And that was the big bottle that you sent. And you sent maybe another one, but it wasn't this one.
I think those three bottles. I can't remember. Anyway, this hot sauce is really good, but it only takes like a couple drops.
Literally.
I mean, it's so.
And my good. Mother, when she uses it, like it's. I'm not even lying to you. She uses like. Half the bottle, and I'm like, how are you? Like, I use a lot for me, and I can take the heat, but it sometimes I go a little overhand, and I'm like, ooh.
But remember, she was surprised about how much I put on my food and how much I was eating it.
She's like, this white this boy,
gringo, likes some hot sauce day.
And but it's, you know what, my thing with hot sauce, like any hot sauce, not just this one in particular, because I like it, it enhances the flavor of the food.
And it's not so salty. It's not like
it's
vinegary.
Right.
Like the other ones.
Right. So I like it because when I eat hot sauce, I want to put enough hot sauce where it enhances the flavor of the food, not where I can't taste
you.
The fucking food.
Right.
Because like then what's
or
the point?
Or makes you cry.
Right. It's like, because at that point, it's like, what do you, I mean, like, you're not tasting nothing but hot sauce. And right. I don't want to do that. So, like, I always make it a rule of thumb. I remember one time we went to Milwaukee and we went into this Mexican restaurant. It was a night of drinking debauchery.
Oh, no. I don't have hot sauce when I'm drinking.
Oh, my God. I was.
Because if that gets thrown up,
That's going to be the worst. But no. So I didn't throw up, but I was just really fucking drunk. Like, functional, but still drunk. And I was like, oh my God, they have the sauce. They had that sauce right. At the restaurant, which I've never seen. Usually they have like...
Well, it's kind of too spicy to have in a restaurant. I don't think people expect it to be spicy.
Yeah, but they don't even have it in regular Mexican restaurants. I mean, this was a Mexican restaurant in Milwaukee. But anyways, so we were in there and I was like, oh my God, this is so great. Like they have the sauce. I'm like, I want a fucking burrito. I was like, I want...
Everything.
Everything. Because I was drunk.
You poured a little extra too much.
I poured like a bottle and a half. Because I'm like, I could take it. It's real good. Yeah. I literally, there's pictures of me. I think there's a picture of me on Facebook where I literally have a tortilla pressed against my tongue.
To cool it off.
To cool it off. Because that's how hot my tongue was. Like, that's how burnt my tongue was. And I'm sweaty. I'm like, I look like such a fucking hot mess. And then,
and you're already sweating because you're drinking.
And I'm like, I'm like.
Yeah, I need to go through your pictures. We'll make it the album art.
Oh my God. It is the, it's like the best picture, but one of the like the worst pictures, because you could tell I was like hammered. It was a fun night though.
Oh, hi. Is that my phone?
I don't have it on. I don't have mine on.
Oh. That was, that's my computer. Tony sent me just a message saying your daughter's.
Okay, keep talking. I'm gonna go get the chocolate.
What the hell am I supposed to talk about by myself?
Just talk. It's literally gonna be like 2 seconds.
Well, you're taking on a lot longer than it needs to be. And you gotta find a fork also, which you're not gonna be able to find. Oh, Ivy's making a present. Come here, Ivy. Come here, baby girl. Hey, baby girl.
This is compelling radio.
Yeah, people are loving it. You guys, we recorded 2 shows, one on Saturday, one today. And we haven't really done too much between yesterday and today. So we don't have a lot more to talk about.
Well, no, we have it. We could talk about a few things. So we were talking about traveling. I want to get at breakfast. So first of all, first thing before I get into that, the Blackhawks, I know you don't follow it, but the Blackhawks lost last night by 1 point. It was a good game because I saw the second and last.
They play 7 games?
Yes, it's the 4 out of 7.
Uh-huh.
What did they say that for? Best of 7 or whatever? No. Anyway, so they played in the. I saw the very last part of the second quarter and most of the third quarter. And they actually were doing really well. They scored a couple points and then.
All hell broke loose.
Well. I don't know what was going on
so far.
Well, now right now it's tied, so it's 1-1.
Oh, okay. So there's only been 2 games.
Yeah, there's only been, this is the second game. I think the next game is
Lightning.
Yeah, well, apparently they're a really good team. I don't know too much about them, but I know that they're like they've been a really good team this season. So
they both had the Stanley Cup, or yeah, the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so they both won it at some point. Okay. Yeah, I mean, of course, everyone in Chicago is like, this is kind of like a necessary game to win because, I mean. Any game from this point on is necessary for them to win, but
you guys,
I think they're going to take it to the full 7.
Well, they only have to win 4 and then they're done.
Right. But they're probably,
oh, you think they're going to go. Oh yeah. Yeah. The 7.
I think so. Cause it seems like the, what are they? The Ducks or something?
The
Ducks.
Lightning.
Yeah. The Lightning Ducks or something.
Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh, is that what it is? I thought they were the
Ducks
play
the Toronto Ducks or something.
That was who they
played before.
Yeah, the, yeah, yeah. Sorry. This goes to show you don't watch very often.
The Tampa Bay Lightning Ducks.
Girl, ducks have lightning. Anyway, but yeah, it was a really good game for the last part of it. I thought it was, I feel like their defense was like not up to par. Like they were trying to hold that motherfucker, the puck out of that goddamn goal. And the goal was like, give me a fucking break. Get out of here. But it was a good
hockey's
game.
Fun to watch, especially if you're there watching.
I've never been to
it's,
a hockey game.
Oh my God, it's so fun. But the only couple times that I have been in like presidential seats, so you have like unlimited drinking and like food and all that shit. It was awesome.
I think it's like basketball. I think you want to actually sit in the stands like with people because it's so exciting. It's so fast paced.
I probably wouldn't so much enjoy basketball. I would probably enjoy baseball more.
Baseball's so fucking boring. I mean,
it's better than golf.
So fucking boring.
Don't you want to go stand in the,
in the fucking golfing, hot sun and in the humidity? No, thank you. And plus, I'm allergic to that golf grass, so I would be dying.
Golf grass.
That's what it's called. It's called Bermuda grass, but they call it golf grass because that's what they use for.
You know, all of Florida is that, and you're going.
That's why my allergies are like shitty when I'm down there.
Girl, take you liquid Claritin.
Girl, liquid cum.
Ew. Well, I'm sure you'll have plenty.
I hope so.
And I hope it's liquid, because if it's not, then that's gross. There's an issue.
Right. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah.
Anyway.
So anyway.
Oh, yes. Back to the tribal. You can tell we've spent so much time apart in the last 12 hours. So we were talking about going on a trip. And I've been trying to tell Ricky, I was like, we should really, like, so a friend of mine wants to go to Japan because we saw we saw the cherry blossom garden, which is beautiful. Where it's at, where they hang over like this and you walk in and it's like.
I can see that in a photo.
You're driving me to EK.
Going to a place where they have earthquakes like 5 times a day.
No, they don't. No, they don't. You're such a pussy. You're not. If you're going to die, you're going to die regardless. So
I don't care. I don't want it to be in Japan, and I do not want it to be during an earthquake. I'll fly over Japan to get to, like, Russia or whatever, but
no one wants to go to Russia.
I want to go to Russia. I want to go to Moscow. I think that would be cool.
Okay. Have fun there, because
the buildings are cool.
You'll get killed.
No, I'm going to wear my gay pride outfit.
Oh, you won't get killed.
No. And the next movie will be like Hostile 4. And it's
hostile.
Me.
I don't want to. No.
No.
But I was telling him that we should travel somewhere. And he said, well, I don't want to go to Japan, as you just heard. And then he said, why don't we go to Canada?
No, I said Kentucky first. So let's start small.
No one wants to. I don't even think the people in Kentucky want to go to Kentucky.
I like Kentucky. It's a pretty state. But I think we should go to Toronto. We should drive.
No, Kentucky is a really pretty state. When I flew into Louisville and I drove to Lexington, Oh my God, the drive was so pretty. I was like, this is so gorgeous. I'm like,
wait, would it be better for us to take a boat over to Toronto? Do they have boats that go across the lake there?
No.
So we'd have to drive or take a train.
We either drive, train, or plane. Plane, trains, or automobiles.
I don't think a plane. That's too expensive.
No, because you can go to Porter.com. It's a Canadian airline. Mm-hmm. They fly out of Chicago. So it's literally you can get tickets for $200 round trip to fly into Toronto. And they're always having sales.
Turnip Head and Dave, can we come stay with you for a few days while we visit Toronto? I've never been there.
Yeah.
We'd love to stay with you. I'd love to sit on top. Passport? I mean, stay on top of you. Stay with you.
Your passport's valid. Have you gotten? Is your passport still good?
What?
No, I mean, has it expired?
Oh, no, I just got it like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay,
like three years ago. Yeah, me too. I never had one because the only place I ever traveled to that was outside of the United States was Mexico. And back then when I traveled, you didn't need it. You just needed a birth certificate and they would stamp the back of it.
A birth certificate.
Yeah. So and then at some point it changed where you just needed an ID, an American ID.
And then 9/11 happened. And then, no, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
You will have everything.
No, I went to Cancun after 9/11 and they still didn't require a passport. You just needed to have a driver's license and a birth certificate.
You got there on a did you go on there on a ship or did you go there fly into Cancun?
No, girl, we flew. Oh. No, I went to Puerto Vallarta after September 11, and it was fine. I mean, I just had my ID and it was my driver's license and my birth certificate, and that was sufficient. But it wasn't until it was after that, which was I think it was 2005 or 2006 when I went, because my aunt died on Pookie's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been that long since I've been in Mexico. So I never really needed one. So I never got one. And plus I was thought, oh God, it's kind of expensive. Like it's 120 bucks or whatever.
Yeah. And then, you know how I've had my fucking passport for going almost 2 years and I need to change my name on it. You know how much it's going to cost me?
How much?
$120. I have to pay for another one.
Really?
Isn't that fucked up?
And you know
just
what?
To change my name.
Wait. And you know what? And I'm just telling you, if we decide to travel outside of the country, you're going to want to bring like a second copy of your marriage certificate and like a copy of your driver's license, because they will question why the name is different on the passport than it is on your IDs.
Even well, right though now it's not.
Even though it's right hyphenated. Right now
it's not. It's the same. On I haven't changed my driver's license
yet. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then that would be fine. But yeah, they will give you a big time issue about that. I'm like, it fucking says my name plus my other name.
And I'm married.
Plus my other married name.
Right. I probably won't change it until I need to. So
yeah,
which I just got my license, so I still have like 5 more years on it or whatever. Yeah. So
and then by that point, it's because doesn't a passport expire after 10 years?
10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we were talking.
We want to go to Toronto.
We were talking about traveling. I think that this is the one thing. Like I've traveled with Ricky, so I know how. For the most part, he travels. So like I feel comfortable enough.
I'm
where I
so lazy-dastical. Is that
as flazeda?
I'm flazeda, lazy-dastical, and
lazy-dastical,
monominal,
monominal,
monominal.
It sounds like a word. Anyway, but yeah, so I think that we would have fun traveling because I think Ricky, with the exception of a couple things when we were in Vegas, you pretty much travel like me. Like you like to just chill out. Right. Really light. And you just kind of like to chill out, like just take the days as they come or whatever. I'm not so much of a big planner type of person. Like,
that stresses me out.
Like,
it's not a
exceptions.
Vacation.
There's exceptions. Like, you know, like if I'm going to go to Florida, like I want to go out in the sun. I want to be like, that's what my main goal is, to be there. But if I go to Las Vegas, the last thing I fucking want to do is be outside in that goddamn humid heat. No, ma'am.
Or be inside the smoke filled.
I want to go somewhere where there's no smoke, really cold air, and lots of drinks.
Where is all those three things?
That would be in an in expensive mall, hotel.
The airport.
Right. I think you can still smoke in the airport.
They have smoking sections.
Yeah, that's gross.
Which is all locked out.
You know, if any one of our... look, as a former smoker, I hated the smell of smoke, even as a smoker. Mm-hmm. And now it's like 1,000 times worse. Like, I can't even... like, my mom smokes and I just... Like, I hate that she fucking smokes, one, because I'm like, it's so bad for your health. And then, but another thing, too, it's like, I also think, like, it's one of those where, like, you know how you've heard of those people, like, those older people who used to smoke for years, 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 and all of a sudden they stop smoking and then they die? Right. Like, 2 years later, it's like...
of, like, lung cancer.
Right, like, the fucking smoking was keeping her ass alive. So I kind of, like, I try to encourage my mom. I mean, fair to say that my mom is not a heavy smoker. She smokes maybe like 2 or 3 cigarettes a day, like if that. And so she's not a heavy smoker. So
can you believe there's people that smoke like 2 packs a day?
That's gross. My neighbor, my next door neighbor, when I was young, when I used to live on Belmont in California, she was from West Virginia and Kentucky. That's where their family was. Mm-hmm. And she would literally smoke 3 packs a day.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
how many cigarettes is in a pack? Like 20?
Yeah.
That's 60 cigarettes.
A day. I don't think she's alive at this point. I don't know. And I'm not trying to be like an ass or anything, but I really don't think she's alive. No. She was not of a healthy, you know, she would drink black coffee, like the strong black
Isn't
coffee.
It crazy your body can like live through that.
But I will tell you that food and things like that were so different back in the day. Like, it wasn't the same.
Oh, yeah. We had this conversation over lunch yesterday.
As we stuffed our faces with a fucking pizza.
Hey, there was no GMOs in it.
No, and it was really good. But, excuse me. But the food was just different back then. Like, the introduction of frozen foods and stuff like that was sort of...
Hot Pockets.
It was becoming more of a popular thing because people microwave were working and there was a right, like families were, you had a working mom now because it was like that kind of that sort of era. But I honestly think that if you were to have taken her out of that era and put her in now, she would not survive.
Right.
Like, she would have been dead in 5 years.
I'm wondering, like I know when I was a kid, and even as a teenager, we had a bunch of like home cooked meals.
Oh,
like
my there, God,
was
totally.
No,
there was
going
no
going out. Like if we went out to a restaurant, it was because we were celebrating something, or you know, one of my parents got a raise. You know, they were
right,
just
right,
happy.
Right.
It wasn't like, oh, let's just go out to eat.
So
just
because
we don't want to fix something to eat.
Yeah, my mom was of that sort of school where it was like, we'll eat Monday through Friday, you know, home cooked meals, and then on Saturday and Sunday we'll kind of play by ear. Sunday usually was like
let's go dinner.
Yeah, like let's go out to eat, or I'll go pick up McDonald's, or I'll go pick up something, and we'll have like that'll be our lunch for today. Or sometimes she would pick up like fresh baked hoagie breads, like the French breads, the smaller ones, and we'd make sandwiches and soup and stuff. So like that was how we sort of grew up on. They grew up on like Salisbury steak from like the packets. Like, I mean, it was like they just didn't eat healthy. I don't think they've ever seen a green.
I mean, these kids these days.
Like
who?
My neighbors. Yeah. They're like, I don't think they ever ate anything that was grown out of the ground. Right.
Like grown out of the ground.
Like I think everything was grown out of a frozen package.
That's sad. I really miss
And they were on food stamps. That's worse.
I really miss some of my homemade meals that my parents used to make. Like my dad used to make this awesome potato soup.
Oh, that sounds so good.
And
was it creamy or just like regular? Creamy. Oh, that's nice.
And it was so good, but you know, he died before I could actually get the recipe or anything like that.
Yeah, so, it's so funny because I was talking to my mom and we were discussing like just you know, like my grandmother's recipes, because like she makes the tortillas, and you know, because you've tasted them, excuse me, and like she she makes a lot of dishes that my grandmother used to make, and
you're gonna need the recipe.
I'm like, you need to write those down, and she goes, I do. I have them on my phone. I'm like, no, you need to write them down on paper because God forbid you leave this earth, I'm gonna need those.
Yeah, I'm gonna need to know how to make my tortillas.
Right, and she's well, and the tortillas are like. It's more like it's such a simple recipe that you could really fuck it up. So it's one of those where you kind of have to watch her make them to learn like the
process.
Yeah, the process and the recipe and stuff. So but yeah, I was just like, you know, like I know how to make my grandmother's beans. I know how to make I don't know how to make my grandmother's mole.
Beans, good for your heart.
At least you stopped before you get stupid.
I love mole.
I'm not a fan of mole.
You need to learn how to make it.
I'm not a fan of mole, but my grandma, I will tell you, my grandmother's mole was really good.
I've only had the mole that's made with chocolate. There's like other mole, like green mole and red mole, but I've never had that.
Original mole should be made with chocolate. Mm-hmm. That's the original.
Gird and delicious.
Yes. And you know who makes... Well, I've seen him make it, and he makes a variation, is Rick Bayless. Mm-hmm. He does, like, I think mole came from Oaxaca or Jalisco, I think, is where it, I think, I'm not sure. But he makes that, like, real, like kind of like my grandmother used to make it with the toasted bread and the toasted peppers and the chocolate and all that stuff. I mean, he makes it, we used to buy the seasoning mole in the container, and then my grandmother would just add everything else to make it like mole. But I think he does the full, like, from start to finish from scratch, and it looks so fucking good. I'm like, God, that looks so yummy.
It's so good just to dip tortillas in and eat it.
Yeah. I'm not it's, again, it's not my, and then I think also too, because like I'm not a really big fan. I mean, I eat a lot of chicken, but I'm not a real big fan of chicken, so like it just doesn't, there's something about the chicken and the mole. It just, to me, it doesn't.
Yeah, but you get it with like beef and pork. I mean,
yeah, I mean, you can too. Make it with other meats, but my grandma usually made it with chicken. So that's why I'm like, I don't
like Nueva Leon has good mole.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, it's really good. I get it. I get their refried beans with mole on top.
Oh, that's so good.
It is so good.
I love that you posted, sorry, let's segue from that. I love that you posted the picture of the drawing that you're going to color, and you said, just started on this. My blood pressure should be really low when I'm done. I was fucking frustrated and ready to like tear that motherfucking paper apart.
Oh, you guys, like, we've started doing adult coloring. So
I have a bruise on my finger. Look.
That's because you're pressing too hard on the pencil. Well, you don't need to press that hard.
I know, but that's, I think, because I wasn't getting enough color.
That's because you're using Crayola.
I told you why, right? Because the paper is different. Well, it doesn't pick up the...
So let's tell everybody first. we've decided to go into like this adult coloring because it's supposed to help with your stress level,
right?
Your blood pressure, you know, it's, but it keeps you off the computer and the phone and keeps
you from watching TV. I do have to say that I didn't check my phone. Like my phone was like in the other room and I was.
You can concentrate, but you can still talk with people or listen to music while you're still doing it. Like people are having like coloring parties, you know, just so that, and there's like no phones allowed, so people are able to.
That's
like
gonna
color
be. Hopefully, we get a really good time for Pride 48 Live in July or June,
and we could just color while we're doing the show.
No, but no, because we could barely do the show. So. Right. But we could have like a little cocktail coloring party. Mm-hmm. Yum.
Yes.
We totally blew out the speakers.
Yeah, we got the email requesting our times, and we requested our time, so we're just gonna wait and make sure that we get what we ask. So hopefully we get the Saturday options we chose.
Because ain't nobody got time for no Sunday.
Sunday, I don't want to do Sunday. But I did Sunday only because.
Why didn't you do it earlier?
Because no one's gonna be awake at 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday.
You never know that our loyalty fans could be.
Loyalty fan.
good play on that.
So we've been doing this adult coloring, and Roger got some Crayola pencils, and I was like, oh, I think I'm gonna get these Prismacolor ones because I've been
get into it, honey.
Yeah. But I did like some research online before I like bought everything, just to see, you know, who uses what, what's best for what, and then these, you know, these Prismacolor pencils are what a lot of the colorists use. And so I was like, I'm just going to get those. And they're a little pricey, more than Crayola. I don't think they're too bad. Do you? I mean, like what you're getting them for?
For being a color pencil, they are expensive. But I will say that.
But they are used for real artists, though.
Yes. I
mean, we're just coloring. Yes. Yeah.
So.
Right.
So that's why we shouldn't buy them. Because I'm not drawing fancy drawings where I need to use them. But like, I think the reason I was telling Ricky this morning when we were walking to breakfast, that
to brekkies,
that the reason why I think the Crayola color pencils don't do really well on this particular type of paper is because it's not fibrous like the coloring book paper that children use. So that one I think is able to pick up more color. And less,
it doesn't slide as much.
It doesn't, right. There's not a lot of strokes that you have to make for the color to be lifted on that kind of fibrous paper that coloring books use. But this one is more like coloring like copy paper. So you have to, with the crayon Crayolas, you have to
press harder
because it doesn't pick up the pigments. Like on the fibrous paper, it's like two times. This one's like one time. I'm like, God. So I literally have a bruise on my finger from pressing so hard because I was like trying to get the pigment to highlight. And I didn't want to use markers because I'm like, well, I want to hold off using markers because like I wanted to color at least one just color pencil. And then I'll do the second one with, you know. And then I was looking at I didn't want it to be too contrasted because color pencils, again, it's not going to lay as pigmented as a marker. A marker, because it's liquid, on this particular type of paper, I think I'm okay with the Crayola ones because I think it'll pick it up nice. But I was like, last night I was like coloring and I literally, towards the end, I was so fucking frustrated because I'm like, it's not picking up. I have to go over things so many times for it to saturate the color.
Such a first world problem.
Right.
Because some parts first of the world United
problems. States,
some parts of the world doesn't have the crayons, like the Iraq.
No,
and
they
the
do.
Irans,
they do. And it's the invisible, South remember? It's all in their brain.
So, yeah, that's what we're doing.
Get into it, honey.
Get into it. It's fun.
It is fun.
And apparently a lot of other people are doing it. I mean, it's like a huge phenomenon.
It's like,
right,
yeah,
now.
I can't even remember. I think I may have seen either someone posted a article on Facebook and I happened to see the article about like adult coloring is now like the new thing among adults or whatever. Like, because it's, you know, you're not stressed out, you're relaxed and all that shit. And I'm sitting here thinking last night, I'm like, this is not fucking relaxing. Okay, my motherfucking green, the goddamn lead was breaking. So I had to kept sharpening and sharpening and sharpening it because this goddamn fucking Crayola crayon is goddamn cheap. So I literally was about ready to break all the fucking pencils and call it a goddamn
evening. You can't even press that hard with the Prismacolor because they're fragile. They're really soft.
Yeah. So. Oh, that's going to be, I'm going to have to like.
But you'll learn not to press so hard.
I mean, my Hulk arm is going to have to like simmer down.
So down.
Anyways,
so, you guys, we don't even know what we're going to talk about for Pride 48. I mean,
wait,
I think
which
we're
going to this coming June show
I
or
think,
the
I think it's going to be a drunky cast.
Yes, for sure.
So that's why we're hoping it's on Saturday evening and not Sunday. No,
because ain't nobody got time to be a drunky cast on Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Right.
I will say though, I kind of have a couple ideas for Pride 48 in Vegas. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do our regular show where we just sit there. I want to be a little bit more mobile.
Okay. Well, you have fun with that.
A fat ass. Lazy. Oh, those were just words that I was throwing out.
I can't walk, talk, and breathe at the same time because I'm too fat.
Because you need to be sitting and concentrating on one thing at a time.
Right, so I can breathe.
Stupid. Anyways,
we
want
to play
know.
Like a trivia game or something where we walk up to people like, hey, what's up, Melinda?
No, I don't know if we're gonna do that. I don't know. It was just an idea. We'll talk about it because, like, I don't want to do our just, you know, kind of like sit down, and I don't want to do the whole like where we like ask
run
questions
out of things to say.
No, I thought our show was good, and people loved it. You know. Back here when they were listening to it on the radio or on the podcast, but I just want to do something a little different,
Live from Caesar's Palace with Mariah Carey. It is Foul Monkeys. Died.
Something like that. Something like that. I don't know. We'll see. But you know, I do have to say that we're both kind of. Twitter famous a little bit.
We are.
Or wait. So the first, in this last week, we've had several celebrities retweet or favorite one of our tweets, both as Foul Monkeys and as individuals. I had mine favored by Ross Matthews from Straight Talk with Ross Matthews. And he also followed me and he retweeted one from Foul Monkeys as well. So that's the first one. And then the second one was.
The second one was I had tweeted from the Foul Monkeys page, every gay male should know every word to my neck, my back from Queen Kaya.
And then
it's like in the Bible or something.
Right. And then like literally, I don't know how long it took before it was favored and
retweeted
And then you retweeted something else, right? Because then someone else did the same thing. Yeah. So it was like, it just came, and then yesterday I tweeted Jimmy Jam from Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, and I said, because it was his birthday yesterday, and so I wished him a happy birthday, and he favored it, and I was like, yeah, this week has been Twitter famous. Like, we've become celebrities. I'm not getting paid, though.
No, we are not.
No.
You know, we'd love a tip.
Yeah, no one's giving us tip for our services.
Well, I guess they're like, well, you need to provide good service before you get a tip.
Yeah, well. Aww. You know, the 5-star reviews that we've gotten on iTunes should be plenty.
That's what they're saying. That should be plenty enough.
No. That should be plenty enough to warrant a fucking tip for our services. God damn it.
What are we going to do with the tip?
Fucking.
Hopefully put it inside us.
Oh. Just stop. See, once again, you should have stopped before you started. Yeah. No, we could that could go towards Vegas for us.
That's true.
I mean, look, in all seriousness, and I know that Ricky doesn't like when I talk about money on the show, but honestly, like it is expensive for us to travel. It is expensive for us to go out there. And I know that we have that option to do so, but we do it for you guys. And we love that you guys follow us and listen to us and whatever. But those are costs that we incur on our own paychecks and our own pockets that we don't get in return. So
we get their happiness in return.
You know, if you are, you know, wanting to donate, you can send it to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
At PayPal.
I mean, you could send us anything. We would definitely appreciate it. We'll put it to good use. Plus, I mean, it also helps with putting our show together for Vegas.
And we can. It also helps with paying for the cost to host the show.
Yeah, because
on the website.
Yeah.
And all that junk. Because we got to pay for that.
Yeah. So, well, Ricky
and it
does.
Ain't cheap, y'all. I mean, you would think that it was like, you know, cheap.
Yeah.
Like, why does it cost so much? I don't even know why it costs so much. I just pay it because we need to have it to do the show.
Right.
So
how much is there any way that like that stuff could be? Is there not like I don't want to say service, but is there not a way to get that cost for free? Or is it just this particular
There's
venue that you
ways to get it for free, but then you can't get your show out to as many people because they have a limit on bandwidth.
Got it. Okay.
And that's the problem that's that we used to have.
Yeah.
But I'm with the service now. Well, there's no limit on bandwidth, so people can download. That's why the old shows are still up.
Got it.
I had to remove them at one point because
it was expensive or whatever.
Well, we would run out of bandwidth. We would put out a new show and only like four people could download it because hundreds of people had downloaded old episodes.
You hear that? Hundreds.
We're working our way into the world.
We are close to a million. So, I mean, we're like halfway there.
Oh my God. We're like a 0.01 there.
No, stop. Right. Our two fans make us 0.001. But in any case,
we still appreciate y'all.
Yeah. We would appreciate.
Even though we'd like more feedback.
We would appreciate any kind of monetary dollar that you would like
or
to
phenomenal.
Send us. Right. I mean, even if we got, let's say 400 of our fans or our stars, I'm sorry, that pay a dollar.
They're pooflingers.
Yeah. That would be $400 that could go towards our Vegas trip so that we could provide you with an awesome show. Just saying. I mean, anything is appreciated. Gift cards, cash,
money, prizes,
money.
And all of a sudden, we're the Price is Right.
Prizes that equal cash that you send to us. Anyways.
So what else we got to talk about?
That was the plug for today.
We're going to cut it short.
What time are we at?
We're at 41.
Okay. So I just saw something that popped up on my newsfeed. About apparently J-Lo is being sued.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let me pull it up. It says, the title says, and this is from BBC News. It says, Jennifer Lopez Moroccan concert sparks calls for minister's resignation. And this is a concert by the pop star Jennifer Lopez in Morocco has led to calls for the country's communication minister to resign, according to local media. So apparently, she performed in Morocco not too long ago, and it was transmitted to TV with a short delay. And, of course, I think because that country is predominantly Muslim, like, they're saying that...
She was showing too much skin.
That, yeah, it was, like, she was scantily dressed and suggestive, like, she was performing with suggestive poses and scantily dressed. So, you know, I saw bits and pieces of the Moroccan show from, like, online or whatever, and I was sitting there thinking to myself... The first thought that came to my mind, I was like, like she's showing a lot of skin for being in a predominantly Muslim country. Like, that's, I'm surprised that they would have allowed her to perform with such revealingness, if you will. And I was like, wow, that's a lot. Like, I'm surprised that there hasn't been any headlines. So this is kind of interesting that today, like, I looked up and now they're saying that they want to sue her for like indecency and whatever, because that, like, in that country, like, but you know, here's the thing that I
that's
think
not
about,
her fault though. I mean, the country is the one that says, oh, you can come in and do this. I mean, it's not like they don't know that she dresses sexy. I mean, she's like a world star,
right?
I agree with you.
I also think that I don't know how much of this is actually her fault. I think a lot of the time it's like, if she is going to be sued, then it's her handlers need to warn her, like, hey, we need to think about changing these numbers. Or, you know, because I think most artists, when they perform in such venues like these, where, you know, it's a predominantly Muslim or a heavily religious country where, like, you know, sexiness from women is not allowed. Like, for example, like in Thailand, they banned Janet's All For You. At one point, they banned 20YO. They planned discipline because it's got explicit lyrics and they wouldn't show her videos. And she was warned that if she performed any of her songs where she usually brings up a guy, like, she would get fined and arrested. So, like, she has to pull those out of her show because... You
or why even perform there? I mean, what's the point if you can't be who you want to be?
Well, you know, I think there's a struggle. I mean, I think for entertainers
like us,
right? Like, if I was to perform there, like, that is something that I would take into account, because I personally would not want to disrespect a country. I'm going into their country. I want to perform for my fans. Now, I don't want to necessarily compromise my show, but I also understand that if I'm going to a country that has specific laws, I don't want to be that douchebag that doesn't abide by them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be that kind of American that goes to another country and doesn't respect their culture or their cultural beliefs or whatever. So, like, to me, I feel like I would...
Well, obviously, they felt what she was doing was okay because they televised it. So,
no, but it was like a stall. Yeah, like, and seeing this is like, I don't know how Muslim or Islamic Morocco is. So I'm thinking that I think it's predominantly like a Muslim Islamic country. I don't know if that's necessarily what the like government is, mm-hmm. like what they actually practice as a national. But I think because it was shown to the, you know, across TV, I think that's the reason why they're having a big issue. And I'm just kind of like, where did someone...
I just would never go back there again.
Where in Jennifer Lopez's camp did someone drop the ball? Like, someone should have warned her and said, hey, I know we don't want you to compromise your show because it is your show and this is a part of what the show is about. But, like, we are entering into a country. These are their beliefs. These are their, mm-hmm. what they, you know, they don't want us to do. They want us to...
But like, I think that happens a lot, though, because, like...
Well, Madonna had the issue when she went to Canada back in with the Blonde Ambition tour, when she did the whole Like a Virgin with on the bed. They told her if she performs that, because it was being televised, that she would get arrested and fined. And it all ended up working out where she wasn't, but she was like, I'm not changing my show because of that. I mean, obviously, as we all know, if you've seen Truth or Dare.
I forget who it was that I think it was maybe Rihanna was posing in front of the Taj Mahal.
Uh-huh.
And I think she was doing maybe photo shoots for like maybe clothes or lipstick or something. Uh-huh. But that's totally against mm-hmm. that law or that country. And she was like, oh, I didn't know. I mean, the professionals that were there filming her and taking her photos should know you can't do that. It's against the law. No,
they knew, but they were trying to take that chance and that mm-hmm. risk. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
and now I don't think she's allowed to go back there or something.
Yeah, it's like, I think as an artist, I understand that there's a team that surrounds you. And you being the central, like the focus point of that team being, you know, around you or whatever. But I think that you should still know what is going on. Like, don't let other people handle always let just don't let other people always handle everything without your input, because then you have this where you're getting sued now, where, you know, like, for example, Jennifer Lopez is getting sued for something that, I mean, I highly doubt she didn't know, but at the same time, it really is kind of weird that none of her handlers would have been like, hey, we need to tone it down with the attire.
Do you think any of Janet Jackson's handlers told her that she probably shouldn't pull off and show her nipple at the Super Bowl? Do you think anyone told her that?
I'm sure that
you still think it's an accident.
What I personally believe...
You have to say it like that.
I personally believe that.
Justin,
I believe Janet, and she said that there was supposed to be a reveal. It just was not supposed to be her nipple. That's literally what she said. She never denied the fact that there was supposed to be a reveal. That was the last thing that was changed. That wasn't run through MTV, and that's why MTV banned her, because they said that they she
that was
never,
the Super Bowl.
Right, but MTV was the production company.
Oh, okay.
So and the NFL and MTV were in cahoots. That's why we had Britney Spears and NSYNC, Michael Jackson, all of them because of MTV. Mm-hmm. So when this happened, this was a very last minute change, and they never ran it through the producers of,
because they knew it wouldn't go through.
Right, because they would have been like, no, because what if, right? And lo and behold, what if happened? So
if I was your girl, and then her tits showed, and then the people freaked out, and it wasn't even that bad.
I remember when that happened. I was watching the game.
I didn't even notice that it happened until people slowed it down.
No, and that's how YouTube was created, by the way, because of Janet's boobie. But anyway, so like we were literally, I had like, it was like a few people at my house, and we were all sitting there and we were watching the game, and you know, she comes on to perform and everyone was like, yes, mama, get it, girl. She's like performing her ass off. And then that happened. And I was like, I was like watching it, and I'm like, and there was like about four or five people sitting like in my living room. We're like, and they're like looking at me like, did that just happen? And I was like, her boob? And they were like, yeah. Was it like you could actually see nipple? And I was like, I think so. And then we rewound it. And it was like, I mean, of course, like all the media, like all the media that was sitting right in front, like while she's performing, snap, 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 snap. I mean, so like they got all the, I think that's the reason, more so than anything, why it was such a big deal, because photographers and like media released pictures. Because when you look at it as a live performance, you can't even tell that that's what happens. All you see here is
he gets ripped off, and then that's it.
And they cut away. Because like you can't even tell until you see the pictures. And you're like...
Or the slow-mo video. Right. Which, you know, some like 80-year-old pervert was beaten off to.
Right. Well, that's how like... What was that? What's that thing called? So that's how YouTube was created. Because they're like, how come we can't find... that, because it was, people were trying to search it. But what was it? What's that other service that's kind of like a DVR, but it doesn't go through a cable company?
TiVo.
Yes, TiVo. That's why TiVo was like, people were, I mean, TiVo's servers crashed because people were rewinding it and trying to play it, find it and play it, and
it YouTube was so created stupid. For that. It was not even a big deal.
No.
I mean, other countries show bare breasts in commercials.
Yeah, and right, on like daytime TV. Yeah. It's like, look, I have a bump under my boob. And then right. Like focus on the boob being lifted up and shit. I'm like, that's insane. Or how about like those commercials in like Denmark and shit where they show like the people like the
leather bondage.
Well, shit. No, right. Like have you ever seen that commercial for the Skittles? Where they're like having sex, yeah. And oh yeah, she's giving him a blowjob, and then he comes, as he's coming, he's throwing Skittles all over her face. I mean, that's like insane.
I want Skittles. Like
talk
that.
Talk about taste the rainbow.
Can I get some Skittles?
He's in the living room.
It's not so much Skittles as it is like batanias or whatever.
Little onion pearls. Bloop. Bloop.
Gaka.
What are those called? Onion medallions? The little like pearls?
Onion pearls.
Is it? Or yeah. I thought it was medallions, but anyway.
What is it? Yeah, I think medallion onions.
Yeah.
Or something. Maybe, like I don't know. Whatever, onions.
Whatever, those little round onions, those are so gross.
I like them. They're good. My grandma used to make those. And of course, we're from Virginia, the South.
West.
So of course she baked them in butter.
Well, you know, one of my coworkers was talking
so
about how
good though.
I bet. She was talking about like she bought Julia Child's cookbook, the you know, French cuisine or whatever.
Right.
And it's been there's been like another addendum to the so now it's like, I think like two books or whatever, and they're really like fat and huge. And she was like, you know, she's like, I've been cooking. She's like, you know, a lot of the stuff has like tons of butter. So she's like, I'm trying to substitute like, you know,
coconut oil,
something, butter. Just like something that's not going to be that much butter.
And it's not going to be that good.
And I'm, you know, and I told her, and I said, you know, she's like, and she's like, and I remember when I would watch her shows and she was like cooking and she's like, you know, if this is not enough, just add more butter or add more cream or, you know, just keep adding that. It'll taste good eventually, you know,
because it's Julia like Paula Dean.
Yeah. It's like, but you know, like back then,
I am Julia Child.
I think she, well, as she got older, it got worse. But anyway, but I think that butter back in those days was like the, you know, grass fed. Like handmade. Yeah, it was like
She went out and like
churned
that shit herself, took all the hairs and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's the same as the
butter. Have you ever had like pure milk right out of the cow?
No, it's never. It's, my mom likes it. I mean, she grew up.
You
with
can't
that
even
stuff.
Really get it here.
No, because of hormones and stuff.
I remember growing up on the farm, and the cows would be milked, and just like warm milk, like fucking makes me want to throw up. I'm like, that's, it's like, disgusting.
Essentially, you're drinking a cup of their cum.
No, it's not the same.
Your titty cum. Ew.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, make my titties cum.
Oh. And she's talking to her baby. She's talking to her baby.
Make my titties cum.
That's so awful. Please send all hate mail.
So, yes, we hope you guys are able to listen to us. We're going to wrap this up on the Pride 48 show that's coming up in June. It's the weekend of the 19th to the 21st, I think, is the dates.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will be, make sure you keep an eye out on Twitter and Facebook so you can get our time. We would love to see you there. Ask us questions, chat with us, and all that GERD stuff.
All that good
all
stuff.
All that GERD stuff.
All that good stuff.
So is there anything else you want to talk about, Roger?
Not really. I'm falling asleep.
I need to go poop.
Oh, that's great.
We're going to go to Home Depot, and where else are we going to go to Cermak Products?
No, I don't know, because I don't even know if I'm going to be able to go to Home Depot.
Oh, convenient. Because what else do you have to do? Go get your parking space?
No, I actually do have to get home before 3 o'clock, so that's when my mom leaves. So, and if it's not raining, then she's probably got a spot for me, so I have to go before she leaves.
So basically, you're going there to get a parking spot.
Well, you know, you could follow me at home and then we can go from over there.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not driving all the way out there.
Right. Okay. No. Well, then I guess.
Oh, whoops. Excuse me. That's what I think about it.
Fucking pig. We got to go.
What are we going to go? This is Ricky.
Goodbye, y'all.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at foulmonkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there. Yeah.